Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, just after 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. Sunny and 65 or so today.
So here's one thing I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you did, like, these TV judges, like mm-hmm. Judge Judy. Like, I didn't know you didn't actually have to be a judge. I thought there was, like, some sort of...
Like legal background?
You know, in order to have a judge show, call me crazy for thinking that maybe there was a prerequisite right. that you had to actually be some sort of judge. I don't care
Judy
what kind
was
of
a judge.
She was a family court judge, yeah.
Right.
Is there somebody
technically, else? Well, these court shows, they're not really judges in the same way a judge in a court. They're actually arbitrators.
Okay, well...
So that's what the technical difference
well,
is.
Well, Sarah Palin just signed a deal yesterday to preside a Judge Judy-style... court show.
That's outrageous.
And I'm saying to myself,
yes, it is, Judy.
Once I knew you didn't have to be a judge, I'm like, this gig is something that I think would be perfect for Ted. Ted could not only be the judge, Ted could be the bailiff. Ted could be the guy that interviews the plaintiff and the defendant afterwards. Like, he's like, all you have to do is hire one guy and then throw him in a different costume or a different suit. Like, he's like, you know, he's wearing the robe and they cut to him just wearing the bailiff uniform and they cut to him wearing a suit with a microphone interviewing the people. And he's the perfect guy because he's watched Judge Judy for how many years? He knows what everybody does.
It's her 20th anniversary.
Watch this. Give me some lines from the bailiff.
Your Honor, this is case number 36 in the matter of Parisi versus Luce. Parties have been sworn in. Judge, you may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat over here.
See?
That would be him as the bailiff.
All right.
What if you were...
intro to the show?
Yeah. What if you were the announcer guy?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin.
Yeah.
The cases are real. The people are real. The rulings are final.
How about Judge Ted Lidner?
36-year-old John Parisi is suing 42-year-old Roger Luce, claiming he keyed his car after a dispute over a girl at a bar.
Right. Now make yourself the judge.
Listen to me, madam. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
See? He's everybody.
On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst.
Yeah. I'm not saying rip, but that's the whole thing. Ted just rips everybody off.
Yeah, right.
Ted can go in there and be Ted and crush this.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,600. Goodbye.
See? Like, he's one-stop shopping. He really is. Channel 5, you guys are doing it wrong, man. Here's your guy. He's right there.
Hey, excuse me. Put him out.
Put him out.
Step this way, ma'am. Outside.
How does he know all
I'm
this?
Not crazy. And I'm saying, Roger, like, so he could be like a judge show guy. Right. He could be podcast guy, conspiracy theorist, talk
so
show
many
host
things.
Guy. He can, right. There's a million things you could be doing where you could actually be making money, but nope, you choose to sit right there because you're inherently lazy. I mean, that's the only reason. That if you are hungry, you can do any of this stuff and be great at it.
It would be cool to have a show like that. I always did want to do that. The Judge Judy type thing.
Maybe that's where you're going eventually. Maybe
the problem is no legal background. No,
like you said, it's just an arbitrator. Yeah. You can arbitrate.
Yeah. Dude, Sarah Definitely. Palin doesn't have any legal background. Yeah, I know she was the governor of Alaska, but it's freaking Alaska.
Yeah.
She came from, like, running the Girl Scouts over there and decided all of a sudden she was the PTA. She went from, like, was it the PTA or something along those lines to being the governor.
Yeah.
You got this.
Maybe in 20 years after your experience with us and your part-time job at Fox News and, right. like, you do something else, and in 20 years you become one of those judges, but you're the new judge who doesn't always make the decision people expect. It's always, like, a little twisted, a little off.
Yeah.
Dude, if you had
Or you're the opposite judge.
And I mean this in the best way possible. If you had an ounce of go-get-em-ness, you'd be a force to be reckoned with.
In the best way possible, you lazy bastard.
No. But if he was that guy, if he was aggressive and hungry that way, he'd be nasty. Nasty.
Ted Lindner, man of many talents. 6:05.
Can you do the traffic as Judge Judy?
Sure.
All right.
Excuse me. We have no problems right now. That's all.
Are you sponsored, Judge Judy?
We do actually have a sponsorship.
Okay.
It's brought to you by JCPenney. Hurry in, madam, for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items. It's a brand deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your penny's worth, okay? Beauty fades, but dumb is forever, madam. That's your BAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island traffic.
Going somewhere? Take us with you.
No, really.
Wherever you go.